This is Scott Craig with another in a series of tales drawn from real life here in the North Country. I call it The Story Next Door. It's based on my firm belief that everyone has a story worth hearing. Amy Chatfield is a sprightly woman whose dark hair shows streaks of gray. She lives in a large white house on the main street of Leland. Inside her home are the reminders of a life well lived, lovely antiques combined with some remarkable paintings. Amy grew up in Cincinnati, the daughter of a well-to-do businessman. She had three sisters and a brother. Each summer, the family vacationed in this part of Michigan, escaping Cincinnati's stifling heat. They rented in different locations, finally buying a place in Leland in 1939. Upon graduating from college during World War II, Amy became an air traffic controller for the Army Air Corps. At the time, that was unusual for a woman. She guided cargo planes in and out of Cleveland and Chicago. Soon after the war, she met a returning vet named Bill. He had fought in the D-Day invasion. He had an artistic bent. He loved to paint, and he was good at it. Bill was an apple-cheeked guy. Mischief danced in his eyes. Amy liked what she saw. After a short courtship, they married in 1946. They both had a variety of jobs in Cincinnati, finally settling on opening an antique shop. Bill painted on the side. It's hard to characterize his work. Some said it was surreal, others that it had a whimsical quality. Whatever it had, it was one of a kind. Folks prized his work. Bill and Amy had four children, three boys and a girl. As her parents had done, Amy made sure the young family summered in the Northland. They loved their Michigan time. One day Bill said to her, "Why don't we live here permanently? We can just as well deal in antiques here." With that, they sold their Cincinnati home, bought the Leland house, shouted yippee, and fit into village life. They never regretted the decision. Their shop provided a living, and Bill was able to paint. And after a successful run, they sold the business and retired to their home. After nearly 50 years of marriage, Bill died in 1993. Amy admits that she is sometimes lonely now, but two of her children live nearby, and that helps. So, that's the story of a life. But there is more about Amy. And for that, I need to digress a bit. There's a charming building in Leland, pretty much in the center of town on the bank of the river. It has a white frame fence, dark green shutters, and classic small pane windows. A women's club built it in 1922, with hope that it would become a venue for traveling theater groups, musicians, and lecturers. But the Great Depression dampened those plans, and the building sat unused. Then, in 1939, the women's club donated it to Michigan State University. For 50 years, it was used as a summer art school, educating hundreds of aspiring artists. It became known as the Old Art Building. By 1989, that program had run its course. Again, the building sat vacant. It was old and run down. Some folks in town thought something should be done to save it. Amy agreed. A group was formed, they raised money, and talked MSU into leasing it to them. They created an organization called the Leelanau Community Cultural Center. Amy Chatfield was one of its founders. Today, the old art building has been beautifully restored and is a hub of activity. There are arts and crafts classes, plays, musical events, movies, and exhibits year-round. From the very beginning, Amy saw that the once glorious gardens surrounding the building had deteriorated. She made that part of the restoration her personal challenge. Summer after summer, she and others spent long hours turning the gardens into something quite magical. This summer, after years of service in the gardens and on the board, Amy stepped down. It was time, she said. This late summer, a bunch of us were invited to a party in the main room of the old art building. Amy was there. Wine and cheese were consumed. Then the president of the organization made an announcement. The party was in honor of a founder and longtime board member, Amy Chatfield. She was completely surprised. Then he went on to ask everyone to come outside. There, against a background of the splendid gardens, he unveiled a sculpture created by the noted Leelanau artist Bob Purvis. It's formed from a sheet of Croton steel. There, in silhouette, is Amy, looking as if she has just stepped out of the background. She is in gardening attire with a floppy hat and a pair of clippers in her hand. There was applause, laughter, and tears. Amy was touched. The next day, she went back alone to really look at the sculpture. She needed time, now, by herself, in the beautiful gardens she had been so instrumental in creating, to absorb all that had just occurred. She was pleased by what she saw and how she felt. Her son Malcolm told me that he finds the thought of his mother's likeness being in that spot forever very moving. So do we all. In a few short days, Amy Chatfield will turn 93, and she's today's chapter of The Story Next Door. This is Scott Craig. I'll see you again a few miles down the road.